Hello again. It's me, Denver Burns. I finally decided to share what I saw on the Mr. Red DVD. The picture is in one of my blog posts. Also, if you don't know about what Mr. Red is, then I'll tell you all about him. Mr. Red was an old live-action TV show. It had six characters: Mr. Red, Miss Red, Mr. Grin, Frank the Frog, Henry the Hippo, and Mr. Blue. There was supposed to be eight characters, but it was reported that two of them went missing. Now, the day I got the supposed Mr. Red DVD, I put it in the DVD player and grabbed my dusty remote. I prayed that this was a real Mr. Red DVD. And to my surprise, I saw his face. Mr. Red's face. I felt happy. You know, I was relieved to know that I wasn't insane and that I didn't create the show in my head. The menu had Mr. Red and his friends dancing around with some odd, slow music in the background. I had an eerie feeling, though. See, I had already seen Mr. Red killing his friends, so I prepared for the worst and hit play. I made myself some sandwiches and watched. The title card read, Mr. Red Episode 3, Fun in the Sun, Director's Cut. I was surprised. I never knew the show had a director's cut version. Well, the title card disappeared, and it started to show Mr. Red and his friends. Mr. Red was reading a newspaper. Mr. Grin was watching TV. Miss Red was doing her makeup. The video cuts out for a few seconds, and it then shows a cellar. A pentagram was drawn on the ground with a black mass creature sleeping in it. The camera turned to a man who looked scared out of his mind, and the man said directly, "If anyone is watching this, please help. Mr. Red." The video then cut. I was confused, thinking of things like, why did it cut out? Where was this cellar place? The video then cuts back to everyone in the living room, and the mysterious video cut off a bit of a conversation, because Mr. Grin said, "Is really fun." I found it a bit suspicious, but continued to watch. Frank replied, "Would you all like to go to the swamp?" Mr. Red agreed, saying, "Sure, come on, guys." Mr. Red then gets up and walks out the door, the others following. The camera then shows Mr. Red's house and a man running out of it. I realized that the black mass creature was following him, and that the man mistakenly woke it up. The camera then goes to the swamp, with everyone skipping stones. Mr. Grin was whistling the theme song, and in the background, you could see the man from earlier running away from the black mass creature. Mr. Blue comes out of the water, most likely for the main problem of the show. Miss Red says, "Watch out, it's Mr. Blue." Mr. Blue was then pulled back under, an unknown force trying to drown him. Henry said, "Guys, he may be drowned." But it was then that Mr. Red started singing the main theme. I realized that Henry wasn't in character and was actually worried for Mr. Blue. I got a bit scared, slowly getting the feeling to eject the CD, but I didn't. Mr. Red stopped singing and took one of his reddish candies, stating, "Don't worry, he's fine." Mr. Grin said, "Mr. Red, I don't think..." But it was then that Mr. Red pushed Mr. Grin into the water as the scene changed back to the unknown man. The man this time was hiding in the forest as the creature slowly reached out at him, grabbed him, and pulled him with force. The camera falls onto the grass as the man's screams could be heard, and it stopped when blood hit the grass as the black mass creature would drop the corpse and start feasting on it. I felt like I was going to vomit at this point, so I put a trash can in my room so that I didn't make a mess if I did. The show cuts back to the group of five, as Frank the Frog walks off saying, "See you guys, I'll be at my house." Frank the Frog walks off as the others wave at him. Henry says, "I'm gonna go with him, alright?" And the others say, "Okay." For a second there, I thought he too saw the black mass creature, or knew that Mr. Blue's near-death situation was serious, and that he should leave. Mr. Red then says, "I guess it's just us three." As the black mass creature slowly emerges from the trees, and then the credits roll, leaving me on a cliffhanger. Needless to say, I was shocked. I mean, the cliffhanger outright confused me. I mean, are they dead? Did the demon spare them? The episode stopped and cut back to the menu, and I realized that it had an extras menu with a few games you could play. The games were Mr. Grin's Great Escape, Miss Red Cooking Time, Frank's Stone Skipping, and Henry's Soccer. I decided to play Miss Red's Cooking Time first, the game being pretty normal. I mean, you'd bake cakes for your friends and other things like that. The game had multiple levels. But when I beat level 20, the fun music stopped. It then said level 21. Ritual preparations. I was shocked. This shouldn't be in a kid's game, I thought. I did play it, and I actually did vomit. The level had you take out eyeballs, organs, blood, other parts of the human body to create... what else? A cake. And after finally finishing that disgusting level, it plays a cutscene of Miss Red placing the cake down on the ground as the black mass creature slowly walks towards the cake. She runs off. The second game I played was Mr. Grin's Great Escape. It was like Temple Runner. You played as Mr. Grin and ran from Mr. Blue, dodging obstacles on the way. A few minutes later, Mr. Blue disappears as it slowly turns into a black mass monster. I quit the game. I decided that that was enough for today, and maybe forever. I snapped the DVD in half and threw it in the trash can. I put the trash bag outside, hoping to never see that thing again. I'll never even think about it, much less what the other two games could have been. Well, that was my experience from the Mr. Red DVD. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, if you ever happen to see a Mr. Red DVD called Fun in the Sun, I wouldn't recommend watching it. Just get rid of it. In case the same video happens to be on other DVDs. Take care.